It's officially 1 week since your retirement. Steve Bertrand, do you miss us?
Let me just say this. Your little buddy Drew is lucky he didn't call 15 minutes earlier because he would have awakened me from my nap.
You do sound like you just woke up.
I told you you'd be taking a nap.
Sir, I just work here.
Yeah. I like to take naps between my naps so that I'm refreshed when it's time for me to take a nap. And I'm about an hour away from my fourth one of the day.
Mary and I were wagering that you would not pick up the phone.
Well, if I had known it was Drew, I wouldn't have picked up, but I didn't have his number in my contacts.
Okay.
Great. How are you guys?
Good.
did you
read a book this week? Have you read a book?
You know what? I celebrated my retirement by buying a new iPhone. It's got the 17 Pro.
Nice.
And I've been learning how to use that. And then my computer crashed, so I had to rebuild that from scratch. So I've just been IT-ing my brains out for this week. So I've been really busy just doing email. And frankly, you know, so many people sent emails to me to get on my travel list that I was working on that much this morning, like just taking care of organization like that. And Steve at Steve Bertrand Travel, if you want to be on my list. So I've actually been busy. I went to the Woodman's today. Have you ever been to a Woodman's?
Oh, my God. I love Woodman's. They have like 89 different varieties of bread.
I just wanted some cheddar cheese, and I was there for 2 hours.
I know. I have to allot much longer for a Woodman's trip than I do any other grocery store, and I really love it. I hit the one out on Orchard Road. I guess that's considered, I don't know if that's North Aurora or Batavia or whatever, but is that your first trip to a Woodman's?
I was there for a few years ago, and it's just overwhelming, but I'm just coming home for Thanksgiving, and she wants a corn fake turkey breast, and we couldn't find it anywhere. So I'm like, I'll just go check out at Woodman's. And this guy walking around, I'm like, dude, you could get lost in here. He's like, I'm saying, we both are kind of couldn't find where we were.
Someone is on the text line asking what color your iPhone 17 Pro is. Did you get the blue or did you get the orange? That's what they want to know.
I got the blue. I'm not an orange guy. But, you know, just trying to figure out, I've got so many different email boxes and sorting things out. And I have been, it's funny, like, honestly, Lisa, all kidding aside, so people say you'll be busier than ever. I mean, I know I'm only off a week, but it's like I've got all these tasks I want to get done. I started cleaning the office yesterday. But my mentality is like, you know what? If it doesn't get done today, it's going to be here tomorrow, and so am I. So
yeah.
It just feels completely different.
Steve, I was at Hallis Hall this week, and you were brought up. I saw Bill Snyder last night over at TV. He was asking about you, so a lot of people thinking about you, Steve. I just want to know, have you been voting on the Sports Click since you've been retired?
Who is this?
This is Kevin Powell.
Oh, WGN. Kevin, hey.
Yes, remember me?
Friend, yeah.
And the guy
yeah.
who sends you pictures of food all the time?
Yeah. I miss you, pal. No, I haven't voted on the Sports Club, but I will today, I promise.
Okay.
You know, I'm not asking how you... How many errands has she made you go on?
How many what?
Errands. Like, get the heck out of the house.
Yeah, she just wants me out. But, we've been pretty... She goes up, and her office is upstairs in the corner of the house, so it's pretty good.
Steve,
but, yeah, I'm definitely disrupting her.
Can you mix in some babysitting in between your naps, or maybe you can just nap with Jack at some point? We need an extra babysitter. Are you available now?
I told you I will do that gladly anytime, but you have to do the drop off and pick up. I don't go to
That's fine.
I don't travel more than 5 miles.
Okay.
And Mary, he did answer your question because he said she sent him to look for some kind of corn turkey breast,
yeah.
whatever. I don't even know what you're talking about, Steve, but
well,
that sounds like
apparently he didn't either.
Corn is a vegetarian brand.
Oh, okay.
So Emma's a vegetarian, so it's like a tofurkey or something like that.
Oh, cool. But, I didn't even know they made such a thing.
Yeah, it's just a little turkey breast. But I'm cooking Thanksgiving this year, so.
Yeah, how many people are you having?
Not too many. People keep bailing on me.
They found out you're cooking.
Yeah, like 8 or 9, I think 10, something like that.
That's It'll not
be
bad. Someone
yeah,
said,
I really have been listening. You guys sound great.
You have listened to this show since you've been gone?
Yeah. What else am I going to do?
Sleep.
I mean, except for the traffic. I don't listen to the traffic. I go to FM when traffic's on.
Okay. I figured. We need some stories today. Will you send us some good ones for story time?
Yeah, I do that. Actually, I haven't caught... no, you'll like this. So yesterday, I'm coming home from somewhere, and I'm like, oh, I should listen to them do that story time thing. I wonder how that sounds. And I tune in, and it's like 10 to the hour, and you're talking to Kevin Wells about football or something, or I know about women's baseball. I'm like, what's going on? They're not. I wonder if, because I'm not there. I bet because I'm not there, they canceled the whole segment. And then I realized I was listening at 10 to 6, not 10 to 5.
Yeah. George says that Steve sounds like he's ready to star in Grumpy Old Men 3. George, that's not nice.
No, George. They've already made 3. I'll do 4. No, it's going well. I'm enjoying it. Lisa, you know me. I'm like a student of regret. But I haven't woken up yet in a cold sweater or anything like that, thinking I made a terrible mistake. I mean, it's been kind of enjoyable. I really did just get up from a nap. Oh, the naps are so good.
I bet, because you're free and without having the concern of, I got to get up and I've got to work on this. And isn't it amazing? Because if you had gone to buy a new iPhone 3 weeks ago and you had IT problems, you would have managed all of that and your job. But once you retired, you're like, I could spend 3 or 4 hours on this. I don't have to work at breakneck speed anymore.
Yeah, in all seriousness, I would have been more frustrated with it. I'm like, oh my God, this isn't like this and this isn't like this. But now I'm just like, I'll wait on the helpline or I'll actually look at those online forums and I'm fixing stuff. It's just the weirdest thing. I've got patience again. Yeah.
Oh, that's probably it. I think that's something we can take away from this conversation. You found patience again, because we do get impatient when we're so overwhelmed. And you look at retired people and you're like, boy, they're awful casual.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been a week. Let's not kid ourselves. But Kevin, I thought we were going to have dinner after you were up at Hallis Hall.
Let's do it in 2 weeks. How does that sound?
I'll check with my people.
Check your nap schedule.
Kevin's going on vacation.
That's why I said 2 weeks. Yeah, that'll work. The week of December 1st, we'll find a time. Maybe Taco Bell or something nice like that. Steve, what are you thinking?
I got a Taco John's that's close.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I love that even better.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, old man, go back to sleep. Thanks for picking up the phone.
Listen, call any time. I'll be here.
Or he'll be at Woodman's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do miss you guys. I really miss everybody. And I really haven't written a note to the listeners yet. I'm going to do that this afternoon. But, I mean, honestly, it was just overwhelming. And that day on Thursday, thanks for putting all that together. It was so nice. And I just really am appreciative of all the people who took time to reach out. And it really has meant a lot. I appreciate it.
You will find him at steve@stevebertrandtravel.com. All right, get out of here.